with us on the phone on KNUJ for one of our twice-a-month updates from the Minnesota Farmers Union is Justin Stoferon, Anti-Monopoly Director for the Minnesota Farmers Union. Justin, I know you've had some small business meetings going on and more are coming up. We want to find out why the small business meetings, what's going on with them, the goal of having those, and also, you know, there are some coming up again, too. So a little update on those.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jim, for having me on, and excited to talk about our small business roundtables. I think it, as you said, helps to sort of start with some context for why. One is that our members really value their local businesses and see the success of their community businesses is key to both their success as farmers and the broader success of their communities. There are lots of different ways to define small businesses, but if you look at companies with less than 100 employees, since the late 90s, rural Minnesota, the number of those businesses has declined by 12%. In the late 70s, nearly 70% of rural Minnesotans worked at a small business. And today, that number is just 48%. And entrepreneurship in rural communities is also slowing, as just 5% of rural businesses today are startup companies, new companies, compared to nearly 11% in the late 70s. And we know, our members, farmers, face really profound impacts from consolidation and anti-competitive conduct. And our sort of theory and hunch is that small businesses across the economy are also facing these really dramatic impacts. And so we've wanted to start organizing these small discussions with small business owners over lunch in their community to talk about the ways in which anti-competitive conduct and consolidation might be impacting them, as well as what other challenges they might be facing.
I know you've had a couple of these meetings already in Elko, Newmarket, and Little Falls areas, but let's, and I know you've got a couple more that are coming up as well. So let's talk about the meetings coming up. I know you got in Fergus Falls and also New London, but you're hoping to organize some more of these as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So, like you said, we've had two already in Elko and in Little Falls, and heard from business, a variety of businesses about a variety of different challenges. So, we heard about unfair pricing and unfair restrictive contract terms that businesses are facing. We heard concerns over private equity investment. We heard about the way in which consolidation is limiting pathways to entrepreneurship in certain industries, and excited to see what we hear in these upcoming meetings. Like you mentioned, this month we have one scheduled in Fergus Falls in a couple of weeks, and then late in the month in New London. But we want to get all over, and we don't have a super specific timeline for getting these done. We're taking it bit by bit, and so if folks are interested in organizing one or working with us to organize one in their community, please reach out to Farmers Union. They can reach out to me directly at justin@mfu.org, and would be excited to partner. And it doesn't have to be any sort of specific kinds of businesses. Like I said, we've heard from local banks. You and I have talked about local pharmacies before. We heard from a local pharmacist at one of these. Local small manufacturers, et cetera, across the board.
Well, I know Minnesota Farmers Union certainly has, been up in front of people, up in front of Congress about anti-monopolies. And I also know that Minnesota Farmers Union is very strong about entrepreneurship. You talked about both of these already. And yeah, those topics of unfair pricing and restricted contract terms, I think a lot of people are hearing this and saying, yes, I want to know more and I want to know how I can help. And that's why perhaps being a part of one of these meetings or helping to organize one by getting a hold of you, Justin, at mfu.org makes a lot of sense. And we hope we can help stir the pot up on that a little bit, Justin.
Yeah, I think that another reason we want to do this is that our experience, at least, is that small businesses are asked a lot about issues like taxes and regulations and workforce challenges, all important issues, but they're our experience, particularly working with local pharmacies, working with local grocers, is that small businesses are facing these challenges from consolidation. They're just not often asked about them. And so being able to have those discussions, also being able to sometimes those of us like myself use terms or maybe using terms that people just aren't familiar with. So they're facing these challenges, but I'm not communicating it in the right way. And so it's an opportunity to, maybe develop some shared understanding, some shared language, but also be able to collect stories that we can bring back to policymakers, both in St. Paul and D.C., and, help inform our advocacy and help inform, building solutions around these challenges.
Justin Stoferon is with us, Anti-Monopoly Director, Minnesota Farmers Union. Justin, once again, if people want to get a hold of you, maybe by phone and or email, how do they do that?
Yep. So if by email, real simple, Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, at mfu.org, or by phone, 612-594-1252.
Very good. And I'm guessing you may be on hand at the MFU State Convention in November 21st or 23rd, correct?
Yes, I'll be there running around, and look forward always look forward to convention. It's a great time.
Hopefully I'll see you there too. We hope to spend a few hours over there as well.
Yep,
very good. Again, twice a month we get you an update from Minnesota Farmers Union. Justin Stoferon, our guest on KNUJ today, the Anti-Monopoly Director for Minnesota Farmers Union. Justin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim.
And this is Jim Bartles with you here on KNUJ on our update for the Minnesota Farmers Union.